And now, around the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, as well as our engineer extraordinaire, Nick the Geek, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
I certainly am, and so happy to be here. Thank you. I think I'm going to dub the legendary John Bon Jovial. I think I'm going to knight him and make him the legendary John Bon Jovial. Not just the legendary, but the legendary. And so you can be called...
I kind of like I like the legendarily lovable John Bon Jovial.
Well, let's not get too saccharine over this. I mean, you know, I mean,
ladies,
we've been putting up with each other for over 40 years now. Let's let's keep it at a healthy diet.
We haven't gotten divorced yet.
Really? Well, it is. It's great to be back here again with you again, John, and with our listeners around the world, and especially our listeners in Rochester, New York, who listen over WRFZ FM 106.3, Rochester Free Radio. Love you guys up there. Some great music and some other shows on there too, but we're especially fond of their music shows. So check them out. You can find them online, rochesterfreeradio.com, and check out their programming. You can hear some music that you're not going to hear anywhere else, and you can take that to the bank. And we are thankful also for our house band, Titty Bingo, Rock and Rollers from Texas, who have provided our theme song for Low these many years, as we now have entered our 8th year of production of the David Bowers Awards. Who thought we'd survive this long? I mean, maybe it's because there's nobody out there listening. They don't know we're here, so they haven't, you know, they haven't turned us off yet.
Yeah, there might be one or two people that are listening, but, you know, and hopefully they were disgusted by us years ago. So,
well, if they're still there, they must be just as sick as we are. And we're glad of that because, frankly, we're having a ball doing what we're doing. We love the music. We love the artists even more. And we've gotten to meet some wonderful artists and have kept track of them over the years. And they keep coming back. As a matter of fact, today we have three artists who have all appeared on the show at least once before. And matter of fact, I think they've all appeared more than once. But we have three artists making return engagements. One by proxy, our first guest, has shared a brand new release, just came out within the last couple of days, and will be available beginning the weekend this airs, which is, of course, the weekend of January, 23rd? Yes, 23rd, 24th. And we'll be playing that in just a couple of minutes. And then we have two other in-studio guests who are also return guests and have some great stuff going. A lot to talk about. Want to get right into it. So here is our first returning guest. It's a brand new release from Smith Sisters and Sunday Drivers called Barnabas.
Mama made a call. She phoned the local FD.
Smith Sisters and Sunday Drivers, their latest release, Barnabas is the name of it. Cute little story. Got some great picking and grinning in the background there. Love the instrumentation on that, don't you, John?
Oh, that was great. I really enjoyed that. Well, I love a good banjo. I've always been a fool for a good banjo, which is one of the things, you know, Steve Martin, the comedian. I think he's a funny guy, but I've always admired him more for his musical abilities. So you had me at banjo.
And I wish we could get the Oaks, Joe Bonsall, to bring his banjo with him one time when he comes along with us and just, you know, just pick us a tune while he's here. That would be cool too. But yeah, great tune. I love it. It's catchy. It's definitely Smith Sisters and Sunday Drivers, and great vocalization too. I realized I complimented the instrumentation on that, and I can't let the girls go uncomplimented because they do such cool vocal work. Love the sound. Smith Sisters and Sunday Drivers, Barnabas. It's out now. Get your copy, get it online, and check out Smith Sisters and Sunday Drivers on social media around the internet and tell them what you think of their tune. Because we like to have you get in touch with the artists so that they know that you're liking what they do, and they love to hear from you because you're the reason they do what they do, just like we are. If you weren't there, we wouldn't be here. We'd be sitting around in our den, listening to some off-the-wall music and complaining about radio and all the other stuff, because that's the new national pastime. You know, it's not baseball anymore. The new national pastime is complaining about things. And that's what we'd be doing, right? Right, John?
Yeah, That's what everybody seems to do now. Complain about one thing or another. They can complain about politics. They can complain about radio being awful. They can complain about the quality of the food and the fact the waitress or waiter is providing lousy service. But you know what? We got nothing to complain about here because this is a ball. I love doing this.
I do too. The only thing I could complain about that out of what you said there, my complaint would be that no matter what the subject is or which way you lean on that subject, there's going to be a group complaining about it. Someone will complain whether you're for it or against it, or even if you don't
think
it's there.
I'm against you guys having fun on your radio show. I don't like that. It offends me.
Yeah, I think we should change our phone number.
Yeah, right.
Hey, speaking of our phones, we have our first guest standing by, and she is... she's going to come in. She's got an awful lot to talk about. So we want to get right to her first song. This is her most recent release. And we played this on the show some time ago. I don't remember exactly when it was, but we want to get right to it so that we can talk with the sweet and lovely Nikki Chris. And here she is with Is This Love?
I need some time to think. You and I don't really know how I feel. All I know, don't wanna say goodbye. I feel this weight on me, like I've walked a thousand miles. With one look, now it's gone, erased with just a smile.
this. Is this love? Yes, this is love because we love you, Nikki, Chris. Come on in and say hello.
Hello, hello, hello. I love you back.
Welcome
you know
back
do.
To the Oh, we know you do, and you know it goes both ways. Welcome back to the David Bowers Awards. We're so glad to have you here today, and we are fortunate because you have so much to talk about. The first thing I want to mention, and I was going to mention it going into the song, and I guess I just got emotional and forgot about it and got carried away, but that was an award-winning single, wasn't it?
Yes, yes. So that one, oh gosh, I can't even remember now the exact name of the award, but we actually, Kit and I actually won an award on that just after it was released. I think it was like a collaboration song, World Collaboration Song Award or something. I can't remember exactly what it was, but yeah, so fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember when that song came out, that I had just heard it, I don't know, within a matter of a couple of days, and I went online one morning to, you know, to do what I do, my addiction of sitting online and reading news stories all day long, and I, award, whoa, it won an award already, and, oh, here it is, okay, I was hoping maybe I could, you know, do some fast typing here in the background.
Well,
and
you're going to make me look too.
No, 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 no. You got Best Collaboration in the World Song Awards.
Yeah, and see, so I was close. I was close.
Yes, you were. That was you and Kit Wakely. Tell us a little bit about Kit Wakely.
So Kit is, he's a friend of mine, obviously. But
makes it better, makes it go easier, yeah.
Yes. He is an award-winning instrumentalist. He actually does. He reminds me, like, the music that he makes is actually, I always refer his music to Manhattan Steam High? You know what I'm talking about, Manhattan Steam High. I want to say Manhattan Steam Hunter, but
Manheim,
I don't know if that's
Steam
right.
Roller,
Manheim Steam, yeah,
you
thank
go.
You.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey, between the three of us, we'll
one
always get the
answer. One of those tough words to say.
Yeah, really.
But he reminds me of that. That's the type of music that he makes. But, he's a wonderful, wonderful musician, producer, and very, very collaborative, very easy to work with. And, you know, we were working on this song for quite some time, actually, and finally decided to record it.
It's kind of ironic, too. You were working on it for so long, and right off the bat, it gets an award. That's quite an accomplishment.
Makes you think
you should spend a long time working on a lot of songs. But
I know.
It is a great song, and you guys do work well together. It's great production, and I know that it's been out for a while, but I know the people that have not heard your latest one, which we're going to be featuring here in just when we decide to finish talking with you and let you go, we'll play the new one thing called Undone. I know they're going to love that because I've heard it, I've played it, and I just can't say enough about it. This is one that kind of grabs you in a multitude of ways, and I'm not going to get into it ahead of time because I'll go blow the whole thing, but I do want to give you a chance to tell us about this. You've got a couple of enterprising projects you're working on. The first I'd like to mention is you've joined us in the podcast family and have your own podcast now, Mixing It with Nick and Chris. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so Mixing It. So, well, I actually originally kicked off Mixing It with Nikki Chris on Word of Mom Radio, but we've decided to move it to a more music-centric station. So, you know, being involved in podcasting, you know, really my goal is to interview and give an opportunity to up-and-coming artists or artists that maybe haven't had what I would call like commercial success, young artists, you know, really trying to make their way. So that was the whole premise of creating a podcast, to give them a place to have an interview that they can use and then also get them some airplay. But in conjunction with that, I've also started, and we're just now getting ready to build that out and launch it, a new organization with another musical friend of mine, not only Jean, but we've started an organization called Sisters in Music. So what we're doing is we're going to be kicking off Sisters in Music, so SIM Radio Network, and my podcast will be hosted on that, as well as a podcast that Natalie is going to be hosting, various other podcasts as we get them on. But yeah, so we've gone from, or at least I've gone from, a podcast on one network to all of a sudden organization, my own radio network, and podcast hosting, and now I'm building all of that out. So it's been moving very, very quickly, but I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, we are actually, John and I are shaking in our boots from the new competition, but seriously, so glad to have you doing the same thing that we're doing in one respect, and that is giving one more stage to new emerging artists to get out there and show off their music and talents. And quite honestly, I think that your doing this is not only a validation of your talents and your beliefs in music and indie artists, but I think it's a validation of the whole concept that has been, I think, sadly overlooked. There isn't an abundance of programs out there that are dedicated to, to presenting emerging artists, indie artists that have not made names for themselves in many cases. Many cases they do have a name, but they're just trying to build further. And I think it's wonderful that you have joined in an effort to do the same thing. Give these emerging artists one more stage, a whole bunch of new people to reach, and gives them a little bit of a leg up against the record companies who can put up all this money promoting talent. Here, they don't have to have a record label to do it. When there's shows like this, and the more shows like this that are successful and come along doing it, the better it's going to be for everybody. So I congratulate you. I welcome you with open arms, and I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing, Nikki.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, you know, it's Kit, actually, I have to go back to Kit. He actually inspired me because he's very much a pay-it-forward individual. So that was really the premise when I was asked to do a podcast, and thought about the concept and what I wanted to do. That was really, born out of that his methodology of, paying it forward and doing, things to help individuals. Was really how my show kind of was born, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. Everybody likes to make money, obviously, in those types of things. And of course, we'll have advertising spots and sponsor spots, but I'm never going to charge someone to do an interview or
absolutely,
those types of things. And also focusing on women, because I do feel that, there's, for lack of a better term, there's not a lot out there for women.
There's been an imbalance, no question about it.
Yeah, there's definitely an imbalance, and that's really the whole, Sisters in Music organization is promoting collaborative works with women, getting us to work together in all disciplines, and then the podcasting is just, part of that. Hopefully, it'll have a good following and people will enjoy it. And I think they will, because I've actually heard several women from Reverb Nation, because I was gathering individuals to potentially interview on my show.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of talent, even just listening to several of the submissions that I got through Reverb, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much talent out there that people aren't even aware of. So hopefully we'll help them expand their base and give them some brand new fans.
Absolutely. And I know you're going to be meeting some new fans too. John Bon Jovial?
Yeah. And Nikki, you just, you know, you kind of touched on something diving in there like that. But, you know, the podcasting business, podcasting industry, call it what you will, is a still relatively young phenomenon, but it's almost like everybody and their mother is doing this. So what are you going to do, or what are you doing to rise above the rest to where people are going to notice, hey, that's Nikki Chris's podcast. We've got to listen to that. What are you doing? I guess probably the basic question is, what are you doing to promote it?
Well, you know, good question. I'm learning as I go. So, you know, I'm not ashamed or too modest to say learning, and, you know, probably have already made multiple mistakes, but a couple of things that we are doing.
Life is a learning process.
Well, yeah. It is a learning process, but, you know, a couple of the things that we are doing is we're working on getting some partnerships with some other women-run businesses, you know, because the whole premise is the Sisters in Music type of concept. So we will be partnering with some other women-owned businesses in hopes of doing a lot of cross-promoting. I'm also going to be leveraging, or Natalie and I will be leveraging, some of the non-traditional podcast potential avenues. So Instagram Lives actually can be converted to podcasts. So I plan on not just doing my regular Mixing It with Nikki Chris interview podcast, but I plan on doing Instagram Lives as well, and then asking, you know, having those individuals that I do Instagram Lives with to perform live, you know, while,
I like that
while
name.
We're chatting.
Mix it,
so,
Mixing It with Nikki Chris, that's a great name.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we have Mixing It with Nikki Chris and then Chatting with Nat. Are the two that we're going to be launching and initially. The other thing we're going to be doing, too, is building out informational podcasts. So not just an interview aspect, but also teaching up-and-coming music artists. So this would be for anyone, you know, have a social media podcast on, you know, how to utilize social media or the best social media tool, you know, those types of things. So lots of interesting topics. And then we'll be expanding into Spotify, creating more, you know, Spotify playlists, promoting our membership, because we are going to be a membership-driven organization, and we'll be providing our members with, you know, those types of opportunities. But partnering right now is probably going to be our biggest focus in
your
getting our name
priority
there.
Number one, right?
Yeah.
I think you've touched on an interesting point too, when you're talking about the live entertainment and, you know, what you're doing with podcasting and also going with live music podcasts. I think the pandemic, one of the few good things to come out of it, is it stimulated the creative juices that have created these live from home concerts, the virtual concerts, and in this case, more podcasting, because people haven't been able to get out and see live shows. And of course, live entertainment is what has driven the industry forever. So this is a natural escape. This is a natural way to pick up that slack and carry it in a new direction. And I think that's going to be strong enough that even when the pandemic and the lockdowns and everything are all over, I think podcasting and virtual concerts are going to be an integral part of the business.
Well, I think they have to be. Right. I mean,
absolutely.
Because you're, you know, and I also like the whole drive-in concert.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
That too has been something that I have sat there and said, oh my God, that would be so much fun, you know, to do something like that.
Sure.
You know, so, but I think that the whole virtual concert aspect is going to have to be part of, you know, a long-term, I would say, come back philosophy.
I agree.
For the music business, definitely.
I agree completely. No, before we let you go here, when we run out of time, I want to be sure and remind you to stay in touch with us and
Absolutely.
Let us know what's going on. Be sure and let us know when your new show breaks. Now, the Mixing It with Nikki is already running now.
Yeah, Mixing It with Nikki, Chris, there's four episodes, actually, that were pre-recorded, and they're available out on Word of Mom Radio. I'll be transitioning over to the Sim Radio Network starting in February.
Okay.
And we have our Sim Radio Network launch is currently scheduled for the 27th of January. So we're going to launch on the 27th, and then Mixing It will be right back in February.
Well, please keep us notified of what's going on, and we'll be happy to help you spread the word both here and on our social media. Now, but last, before we let you go, we wanted you to tell the world a little bit about this song that we're going to play, because I love it. I love what you've done with this. I want to hear what you have to say about it before I make a final comment. So tell us, please.
You bet. So this is Undone. This actually was the brainchild of my producer, longtime co-writing partner, Kevin McNulty. You know, James Bondish, I guess you could say.
Yes.
Definitely inspired by James Bond. I don't want to call it a James Bond theme, but, you know, it's definitely inspired by the James Bond movies. I think he was a little upset that the latest movie was postponed, the release.
Sure.
So he kind of started thinking about... you know, oh, a song to go with this. Yeah, so it, you know, it's like all James Bond themes, you know, this is very, it's open-ended. The interpretation
right.
of the lyrics are definitely open-ended.
And we're going to give people a chance to listen to it right now, because
yes.
we're going to roll this in a matter of seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Nikki Chris, and this is her latest, which I think you'll find is an interesting, creative, and fabulous cross. It's kind of a mashup of a good, solid pop rock sound that all of a sudden just gives you that bold James Bond feel. Very Bondish, and I love it. Nikki Chris, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be talking again soon, I sure hope. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is with Undone.
What can be said when we no longer talk? We've reached the end, our love's about to fall. And I question if it was ever meant to be. And the answer's not what you expect from me. I'd rather let it burn, 'cause that's just how the world. Was ever true. 'cause the world just never learns. After all is said and done, a simple truth is that we come undone. My eyes are open now, wide awake. Running from my past, now I can't escape. Let it all burn, to walk away.
Undone. That's Nikki Criss. What'd you think, John Bon Jovial?
That's great. You're right. It does have a James Bondish flavor to it. That is terrific. Love it.
It is. I really love the way they were able to weave that James Bond feel into a pop rock tune. Also love the fact that we've got an old friend from the other side of the pond standing by. Mr. Clint Slate will be with us in about 3 or 4 minutes, right after we check out his tune called Sixth Trip Plan.
The trainer's captain, double bluff fundraising, revoiced men, privacy, double DGC, double the strange. Buying the freedom, many emotion, stop screaming.
People inside their
travel in the bed. Yeah.
There you have it, Clint Slate. That's called Six Trip Plan. That's an unusual title. I think we should have Clint come in here and talk about that. How are you doing, Clint?
I'm very fine, and you?
Just fine and dandy. Now, let's see. First off, you're on the other side of the pond, right? You're over there in France?
Yeah, totally. I'm in Paris.
In Paris. Okay. I wasn't sure exactly where you were, but I remember you were over there, and we're so glad you have the time to sit and talk with us for a little while and share your music. Tell us about this song with the unusual title.
The Six Trip Plan. Well, actually, I tend to say that I co-wrote this one with Luck.
okay.
The whole new album came because we were in the lockdown in Paris, and I needed to find something to occupy myself and stay a bit sane. You know, I'm already way insane, so just a tiny bit that's left.
In this
you know?
Business, that's not surprising.
Yeah, tell me about it. So I found this idea that I had time enough to on my hands to try some things I've read about with David Bowie called the cut-up.
And,
the cut-up, in a nutshell, is an old technique, a literary technique dating from the Surrealists in 1920, something like this, where you cut a newspaper or something you wrote down on a piece of paper. You put it in the bowl, and what you grab from the bowl, you paste and glue on another sheet of paper, and it gives you sentences and words that are and bizarre, you know, and full of images. And Bowie did it, and Dylan did it, and William Burroughs wrote whole books with this technique. And I wanted to use it for quite a while because I wanted to get away from my habits in a way and see what could come out of it.
Sure.
And so as I had time, I decided that I would do this and something close to this for the music to saying that I would be more spontaneous than I was, that I've been until then. So every time I had an idea on the guitar, I would just record it, give it a name, a random name taken from the, I don't know, the name of the distortion or the reverb that was on this precise melody that I just recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, for instance, was called Double because the first bit of guitar that I found was something that's now in the middle eight that this is just two chords doing do-da, do-da, do-da. That was just this. And I sent this to a couple of friends of mine, a drummer and a bass player, saying, you can send me three takes of what it inspires you. Just try to think outside of the box and don't do what you would usually do. Be free.
Sure.
It's just
right,
an exercise in freedom.
That's
they sent me some things.
It's an amazing way of doing things. I had heard of that a long time ago, and it's been long enough that I had forgotten about that concept. But it's a very, very special way of, as you said, going outside the box and getting away from your own tendencies and finding new things that you are comfortable creating. John Bon Jovi is standing by. I can tell he's just itching to jump in here. What you got, John?
Yeah, I got to scratch the itch. Clint, welcome. It is great to have you here. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned David Bowie just now, because while Bowie didn't pop into my head, while I was listening to Six Trip Plan, the thing that struck me was the, for lack of better words, I guess, a mid to late 70s Euro influence in the tune. And I know as soon as you mentioned David Bowie, you know, I got the connection because, of course, I know that he did a lot of that as well. Now, was this a primary motivator for you to create the music that you have, or was this just something that, well, Bowie's got nothing to do with it in my thought process, it just kind of happened?
Actually, on this one, it's not really Bowie, it's more the Police. Because the track really came when I received the bass riff. When I received that, I thought, okay, I have to construct the song around this. And the first thing that worked with it was some kind of reggae pop stuff. And I thought, okay, let's go full 70s and something Sting would do. But the result is that it's neither Sting, neither Ry Cooder or Bowie. It's more me because I tend to digest all of this. And I don't want to just mimic, you know, I want to do something that's...
Sure.
That's me. That's
don't get me wrong. I wasn't implying that you were mimicking. But I heard an influence, and of course I didn't associate it with Bowie until you said something. But I just heard like a general, you know, Euro influence, something that you don't hear over here in the States as an originating factor.
I hear you. I think on this song particularly, there's a bit of Bowie, a bit of the Police, and a bit of Queen. When they did The Game in 1980. But I realized that after that I was chasing this sound for this song. I don't really know why, but in my mind, I knew it had to sound 1980, you know. And you're right, it's a European sound, from this time. But Bowie was just an influence for the concept more than just music style. It's really because he used these crazy lyrics on the album Earthling in 97. That was really strange drum and bass and stuff, and that I really love. And there are out-of-this-world lyrics. You don't really know what they're talking about, but that's the point. I mean, everybody's got to create his own home movie in his head, and I find that very interesting.
Well, I like the fact that you are striving to be creative within your own sound and feel. You know, take your style, be creative with it, use these outside influences, not to copy, but to draw more out of you. And it does, the concept of what you were talking about, the clip and paste concept there, that does remind me of those games there online, the little forwards where they say, you know, what's your movie name? Take the first letter of your last name, the first letter of your first name, and combine it with something else. And but, you know, we did have one other thing, and it's funny you should mention this and be using it, because Nikki Chris, who is just on the show, has a thing where she does something for songwriters. She will post, I'm not sure how often she does it, but she'll do it once a day. She will post a post online where she will give a concept, a thought for writing a song. You know, she'll ask, you know, what do you use to write a song? Well, use this. And she'll say, you know, she'll say something like maybe shopping at the supermarket or, you know, picking up, you know, groceries, whatever. And it's a similar concept. It's abstract, but yet it draws from within you. Now, before we get too far into time here, I want to give you a chance to tell about your album. Give us, what's the title of the album now?
The album is called Dragons.
Okay.
Because I realized that I had used the word dragon twice in all these songs. I don't really know why. And I thought, well, that's fun that there is an occurrence there, a repetition. And
sure.
And at the same time, a dragon is something that is like a chimera. You don't really know if it exists. It's mythical, mythological and stuff. And I thought, okay, it works with how all this was constructed. So I kept it.
Absolutely. Now, this next song also has one of those titles that it just seems like it's totally out of context. But I know you can explain it and tell us what Dark Is Wire means.
Actually, this is the first one that came with the cut-up technique, and I pushed it really far. I found an online generator that gives you words and sentences, abstract and random, from the internet. And I But I didn't just use what I found. I harvested the words. You know, I had to look mm-hmm. for words and images that resonated with me. And it gave me a whole bunch of sentences very, very, very strong to me. And when I tried to sing them on the melody that I had found for this song, it flowed. And the Dark is Wire part is really abstract and bizarre, but it fell into my mouth when I sang it for the first time. And I kept it because I thought it's weird, but it's attractive at the same time. I don't know if I, you know, it's gloom and sexy. I don't know how to say it, but you know.
You've got your thought across and your enthusiasm, and that's important, because if you are enthusiastic about what you've done, then there are going to be other listeners out there who are going to pick up on that feel, and that's very important, because you know as well as any of us that the whole game is being able to relate your music with your audience, and when you make that connection, you have accomplished what you set out to. Clint, I want to thank you so much for being here with us today, and I want to be able to get this in before we run out of time. So, ladies and gentlemen, his name is Clint Slate. The album is Dragons. You almost caught me there. And this is the latest release. This is Dark is Wire. Thank you. Mr. Clint Slate from Paris, France. We want to thank you, and we want to thank Nikki Chris for joining us on the show today. Thank you both for a great time, some great music, and we look forward to having you both back again in the future. As we do, you, our audience, will look forward to having you back here next week for another go-round on the David Bowers Awards. John Bon Jovial, take us home.
Al, I think we're on our way. Thanks, folks, for spending the hour with us today. We sure appreciate it. We'll see you again next week. The David Bowers Awards is broadcast around the world from the studios of Computer Help USA in Naples, Florida, and, of course, from the Valley of the Sun in Tempe, Arizona, and, as always, free on most of the major streaming services. Be sure to follow the David Bowers Awards on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and all the other usual suspect places. And join us next week at Saturday, 12 p.m. Eastern on WRFC FM 106.3 in Rochester, New York. That's radio, Rochester, I always want to say it the wrong way, Rochester Free Radio. And that is at noon on Saturday. You can also find us on Blog Talk Radio Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and 7 p.m. UTC. Until next week, of course, we'll look forward to seeing you then. On behalf of David Bowers and Nick, our marvelously geeky engineer, and, of course, myself, the lovably legendary John Bon Jovial, wash your hands, love each other, keep your distance, and we'll see you next week right here on the David Bowers Awards.